producer James Platy on a Thursday night in Lansing. Once again, we're heading into the biggest snowstorm of the season, about 6 inches overnight, maybe up to 10. But brace yourself. So tell me, is it time for the state of Michigan to begin to have private contractors like the GEO Group bid on contracts for housing Michigan prisoners to save the state money? Well, that's something state lawmakers are now mulling over. One of them is Republican State Senator John Prose. He's a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which cleared the related Senate bills yesterday. And John joins me now. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, good evening. It's good to be on the air with you today. Thank you.
So we're talking about contracting out services. Is that different than privatizing a prison?
Well, it really is. From this perspective, we made no demand in the current fiscal year budget for the Department of Corrections that they had to privatize or take any sort of independent bidder that wasn't, in fact, themselves. In fact, what we're doing is giving the Department of Corrections and the folks who are the bean counters at the Department of Management and Budget the ability to benchmark the costs for services. And in this case, we want to see whether or not we can get our very, very costly Department of Corrections per diem rate, or the amount we spend per day per prisoner, in line with our Midwest brethren. Our states around us, they manage to do it for far less money than we do on a per day rate. We want to make sure we can benchmark those costs, and the only way to do that is to go to the private marketplace and say, can you do it for less? And if you can, make sure that that contract is, in fact, available to be bid upon.
So the legislation, the Senate legislation, says that if you're looking for a 5% cost cut, otherwise it begins to be open then to be contracted out to a private company?
It would be open if the Department of Management and Budget felt that it was a good contract to make. And certainly we're not going to micromanage the contracting process at the Department of Management and Budget. And I might note, too, that the 5% number is a part of the civil service rules that exist today in law. So it has to be a minimum of 5% before there would ever be the execution of that particular contract. But the reality is that we have no way to know whether our costs are reasonable. And I might add, too, that first and foremost, our goal and objective is to maintain public safety in our prison systems. That's what it's there for. Once we've done that, we need to make sure that those taxpayer dollars are spent wisely.
Well, tell me then, is there any downside, even if there is a cost savings? Are there other downsides that you think are there when a state decides to privatize services?
I don't think it's a matter of downside so much as it's a matter of how you build your contract itself. You can build a really poor contract, execute a contract with a vendor, and then have that vendor meet those particular criteria that were poorly placed in the first place. So we have to be diligent as legislators, every one of us, in making sure that those contracts are, in fact, to the benefit of the taxpayers of the state.
Is this a step in the direction of privatizing prisons fully?
Well, I think it's a step in the direction of benchmarking our costs. If, in fact, we can save money with our services being provided by outside vendors that can do it more cost-effectively, then we as taxpayers need to think long and hard as to whether or not that's an appropriate use of tax dollars, thereby saving money. You have to be careful about it. You want to do it correctly and wisely, and we want to give the tools to the Department of Corrections and Department of Management, Budget, and the governor to make those right decisions. If the department comes back and says to me that we've benchmarked our cost against other vendors, we are doing a good job, we can't save any more money, Senator Prose, or any one of us on the budget committees, then I say we're all in. We'll continue where we're going. But until we can verify our cost structures, I think the taxpayers are not getting the best value for the dollar yet.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator John Prose. Some point to these patterns that these private companies have of blowballing the contract, but then over time we see their costs rise. Are you familiar with this process, and are you concerned about that happening here?
Sure. It has certainly happened in contracts in the past. There's no doubt about it, which is why it is important for us to build contracts if, in fact, they're even going to be executed. I might note, too, that the Department of Corrections, we made great strides in last year's budget to ensure that the Department of Corrections, if they find a contractor who's able to do it for less money, could in fact bid on their own work. In other words, they can still maintain it so long as they achieve that saving, that number that we need to save. So it depends upon whether or not you've built a good contract and you execute that contract and maintain the oversight of the contract. That requires diligence, that's for sure.
The unions are opposing the involvement of private operators contracting with the state. Do you think the cost savings that you're aiming for in the corrections budget can be hit without involving private contractors realistically?
I don't believe that it can. I think we need to go to the open marketplace to benchmark our costs, determine whether or not we're getting value for the dollars that are being spent, and whether or not it can be done at a cheaper level. But the reality of it is that we are bumping up against a $2 billion, B as in big, dollar figure here. We're talking about a $2 billion industry in the state of Michigan where every day constituents across Michigan are saying, can we spend that money more wisely? Let's say on roads, or perhaps in our school districts, or what about some of the other infrastructure concerns or cops on the street? So every dollar that we don't decrease or benchmark for our best value in the Department of Corrections is a dollar that is not going someplace that we find more important.
Some point to these private contractors, especially like the GEO Group, and they say that while it does save the state money, the quality of the facilities are degraded. I mean, these companies are ultimately trying to put as much money as they can into their profit column. Are you not concerned that we could, in fact, see a worsening prison system that might be cheaper for the state?
Well, I can tell you what, that we spend tens of millions of dollars a year because of federal court action that has required us to do more in our own prison systems with our own operations. So the reality of it is that we have plenty of oversight coming from those who bring lawsuits and federal judges who decide to take over portions of the Department of Correction. So whether it's ourselves and our failure to do the right thing in our own department, or whether it's another agency coming in or another agent coming in to provide a service, it's still important that we make sure that there are the proper facilities available, the proper custody level, proper safety and security for the public, as well as those working in the institutions. Those are all minimum requirements that we have to maintain. And like I said, we already spend tens of millions a year as taxpayers on verifying that we're doing the right thing, because the federal courts have consent decrees that are causing us to spend more money anyway.
And states around us, you say the neighboring states are paying a lot less in their corrections departments, in their corrections budgets. How are they managing that? Are they doing that, in fact, by privatizing services?
In some cases, they are. The Department of Corrections in Ohio actually did bid for one entire facility to be run by an outside vendor. And the state of Michigan could do the same thing. It doesn't have to be a private vendor's facility. It could be one of our own facilities that they own and operate. And I might add that it could also be a faith-based organization or institution that would provide that. Prison Ministries is one of those that, in fact, are operating some prisons and are showing great success in recidivism when those particular individuals get out of prison after being in a faith-based prison. That's not the intent of the legislation, but that's one example of where it has, in fact, worked.
About 30 seconds left now. The Senate version calls for at least a 5% reduction in costs. The House version, 10%. Is the number going to be in between the two then?
I doubt that the number will be in between the two. We simply took the civil service requirements of at least 5%. There'll be negotiations between the House and the Senate. My hope is that we can pass the bill so that we can see benchmark savings, so that we know that we're getting a value for the taxpayer dollars we spend in our prison system, which is $2 billion these days.
Republican State Senator John Prose. John, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Coming up next, I'm going to